Every year, the state spends $100 million on school district utility bills. Back in 2010, the legislature established a loan program to help bring those costs down. The loans were supposed to cover energy upgrades to public buildings, and they would be paid back with the money saved on heating fuel. But even though rising energy costs continue to be a problem for districts, APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that schools haven't used the funds as a fix.
The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is in charge of managing what they call the Energy Efficiency Revolving Loan Fund. They can issue up to $250 million in loans to school districts, boroughs, and the university system. Given what a big problem energy costs are across the state, you might expect Eric Havelock, who administers the program, to be swamped with applications. You would be wrong.
We've had a lot of calls and some basic questions, but we've actually only received two applications.
Those came from the cities of Kenai and Seward, and neither one of them ended up going through with the loan. Meanwhile, there's been no shortage of private property owners turning to AHFC for financing. The lack of public customers has been surprising to CEO Brian Butcher.
Okay, we have a program. We feel like it's set up to work. We know that reducing energy costs by 15% to 30% is going to be beneficial for any community. Why isn't it happening?
Back before he was named head of AHFC this year, Butcher handled government relations for the corporation and helped shuttle the loan program through the legislature. It was a tough fight, involving a veto from then-Governor Sarah Palin. The enabling legislation also got swallowed into another bill with some major changes. In the end, lawmakers agreed to just give AHFC the authority to bond for $250 million as soon as they got loan applications in. But because no loans have been made, no bonds have been issued so far. Butcher says it's not for lack of trying. He says AHFC has done outreach and they've been looking at why school districts aren't biting.
We can't obviously do this program alone. We can set the program up and we can laud the benefits of it, but it takes a lot of different state and municipal agencies working together.
Bruce Johnson is the head of the Alaska Council of School Administrators, and he says that Butcher is right, and it's not unfamiliarity with the program that's keeping districts from applying. It's a question of who can make long-term commitments about a school district's budget.
I think that everybody was aware that this was available, but I think we looked at who owns the facilities in the state of Alaska. The two entities are, you know, local municipalities where they have a tax base, and are either a borough, you know, organized borough or city, and the state owns the rest.
Because school districts only budget 1 year out, committing to a 5, 10, or 15-year loan isn't something they can do easily. The decision to get an energy efficiency loan is really up to the state and local governments that own the school buildings. Johnson says there's another big reason AHFC hasn't seen any takers for their loans. In the past, school districts have had success getting state grants to cover energy upgrades. It's money they don't have to pay back or worry about affecting their budget a decade out. But with oil revenues declining and Governor Sean Parnell implementing a cap on general fund spending, Johnson thinks there may be more interest from districts in the loan program.
The new era in Alaska this next decade is going to be challenging financially, and it's going to impact public education, and as a result, we want dollars in the classroom.
Better that, he thinks, than paying the heat.